Hello guys, welcome back to the Sidetracked Podcast. I am your host. Let me tell you how today was. It was boring. I made food, I ate ice cream, you know, typical stuff. I ate very late in the day, so now I feel like I can't eat dinner, which is fun. But I just spent an entire hour on the phone with my mom because she just got an iPhone and clearly she doesn't know how to use it, but she wants to learn how to do things on her own now, because like when I was home I would just do it for her because it was faster and more efficient that way. But now that I'm gone and my older brother has an attitude about everything, she calls me and she wants me to help her, which I don't mind, but like in my family we are stubborn and we're like, once we have a way, like a system of doing things, that's how it's gonna be till the end of time. Like, we're not big on change. So, whenever I try to show my mom how to do something new, she's like, no, this is the right way. I know it's the right way because I've been doing it for so long. I'm like, look, if we try it this way, it'll be more efficient. And, yeah, that's what we argue about the majority of the time. But, today was something else. I was helping her add a keyboard on her new phone, and it shouldn't have taken as long as it did, 'cause I know my mom's smarter than the conversation that we had today. But it's just like, the fact of the matter is, like, my little brother has an iPhone. My older brother had an iPhone at one point. I've had an iPhone for the longest. So, yeah, they just assume me as the supreme ruler of the iPhone. And I'm not mad at it, but, like, every day, like, don't get me wrong. I love my mom, and I miss my family, a little bit, but I don't like that they call me every single day. It's like, sometimes I don't want to communicate that I need space. Like, the whole point of me moving out was to get my space, right? But if they're calling my phone, like, blowing it up every day, like the other day, mentally, I wasn't doing so well, and I was just isolating myself from the world. I wasn't talking to anybody. I was just going through my Twitter feed, my emails, you know, watching TV, trying to distract myself. And my mom and my brother collectively called me 20 times in one day. And I started to get mad at, like, the fifth time. So, if you can imagine, the 20th time, I damn near lost my shit. But yeah, I just spent an hour on the phone with her trying to show her how to add a keyboard on the phone and how to add her card into her wallet and, like, Just because I know how to operate an iPhone doesn't mean I have the answers to everything that you're asking for. Like, she's talking about, like, oh, I downloaded WhatsApp and I don't have these contacts. What do I do? I've never experienced that before. So, like, I don't know how to, you know, fix that issue. I would have said take it up with WhatsApp, but I don't know how to contact them or whatever. So, and again, don't want to be rude, don't want to be disrespectful. So I'm just like, I genuinely don't know. Like, I can't help you in that department. And then that's when my family just gets fussy at me and they're like, oh, you should know because you know how to work an iPhone. Okay, I know how to work an iPhone. I'm not the CEO of WhatsApp. I'm not the creator of it. And besides, like, if you can recover those chats easily, I just want to show you that you can do it by yourself. And I hate it here. And then my mom's talking about, like, oh, I hate this phone, da 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 da. I hated her Android. She had, like, a Samsung Galaxy S10e, I think. And that phone sucked so much ass. It was so bad. I hated that phone so much. Like, every time my mom would ask me, like, hey, can you do this, fill this out for me on my phone, or, like, help me fill it out, I'm like, nope. In a way, because, like, one, her screen was a bit shattered, so I kept getting glass in my fingers, and two, just the shape, like, I wasn't used to that phone design, I guess, and the keyboard is terrible. It's so bad. The keyboard was so slow compared to what I use on an everyday basis. Like, it was so slow. And I wasn't having it. I kept getting frustrated. I was like, okay. So I just sent it to my phone and I asked her for the login information. And she's like, oh, when you're away, I need you to teach me how to do this on my own. I'm like, even if I did teach you, you would get pissed off too because of how your phone is. I'm just like, just get an iPhone. And she's like, I still gotta pay this phone off. And I'm like, how much is it a month? She's like, $20. I'm like, okay, pay that $20 so we can get you a fucking iPhone because I'm sick and tired of this shit. And keep in mind, she's had that phone for a couple years. So I'm over it completely, and I'm glad she has an iPhone, but now it's coming with new struggles, so, yeah, it's a hot-ass mess, a hot mess, and my mom's like, oh, you need to come home, you need to, you know, pull up and whatever. I'm like, I don't want to drive. I hate driving. And, like, sometimes I want to just surprise somebody, you know, like, I don't want to come when you tell me to, I want to come when I want to, you know, like, visit, not, like, the other way. Anyways, but my mom's like, you need to come home, you need to, you know, see your family and all that, and I'm just like, yeah, when I want to, I'll show up. That's about it. But yeah, it's not looking too bright right now. I don't think I'll be coming until next weekend, because I start my job next week, and I've been waiting and waiting and waiting and waiting. for my background check to clear, and I'm just over it because it's taking so long. I was hoping it was going to take like 2 days, but it's taken almost five, almost six actually. So I'm not happy because I want to start my job so I can pay my rent. I had to cancel my birthday trip so I could pay my rent, which is ridiculous. And sometimes you have to make sacrifices, but I've had that plan since last year. So, like a year and a half ago, I planned that. And oh, no, it was almost 2 years ago. I planned it at like 2 a.m. It was like a spontaneous thing. I was like, fuck it. I'm going to go to New Orleans for my birthday. It's going to be awesome. You know, we're going to ride horses. We're going to explore the city. You know, just self-discover and like and drink a little bit. But, you know, that's expensive. And I also have my credit card bill that I need to pay off. Like the day after I pay my rent, my credit card bill is due. So I hate that for me. I don't like it at all. But yeah, I mean, I did have some money saved, and like I had to use it for an emergency, and now I'm just, that's what I hate about budgeting, like, or like putting money away. It's like, you're like, okay, I'm only gonna use this for rent or for, you know, other bills, utilities, you know, shopping, whatever. And then something comes up and you gotta like take money out of your savings account just to cover that expense. And I hate that because, like, why can't they just put more money in my account so I can spend that money than have the money that I have left over, you know? That's not how banks work, unfortunately. I wish they did. I wish they worked like that, but they don't, so yeah. Ooh, update. I got a tongue scraper, and I fucking love it. My mouth feels so clean now. It's never felt this clean in my life. Like, I used to get those toothbrushes that, like, have those little tongue bristles on the back that you can scrub your tongue with. I never felt like they cleaned them thoroughly, so I was like, fuck it, you might as well get a tongue scraper. Oh, like, the minute, like, I slid that shit down, I was like, no fucking way. Because, like, all this stuff came off my tongue. And I was like, really? That's what's on my tongue? And, like, I rinse my mouth, like, constantly. So to think that came from my tongue, weird. Very strange. But this was just a little rant. I do have a surprise coming later this week. I'm going to record it tonight, and I might post it tomorrow. Who knows? But yeah, thanks for listening to this nonsense, and I'll see you guys in the next one. Peace.